Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Good day to you, podcast listeners. Welcome, grace and peace, hoping and praying that whatever's happening in your life and in your world, you are living in the free favor of God. It is always a privilege for me to be able to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. What is better news in the whole world than God wrapped himself in human flesh, came down and lived as a man, so that nothing could ever be held against the race of humanity? That Jesus would pay it all. What an awesome thing. I can't think of better news. We are in the 21st chapter of the book of John. Jesus and Simon Peter are in the middle of a conversation in which Jesus asks the same question 3 times. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? Asks it in verse 15. Asks in 16 a slight change. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He drops the more than these line. Perhaps it's to give Peter a chance to rethink the question. Maybe the first one, do you love me more than you love this stuff? And Peter gives the answer, Lord, you know I like you. So Jesus changes it up a little bit. Asks the same love word in the Greek. Do you agape love me? Do you have an unconditional God-like love for me? And Peter, of course, Lord, you know I'm fond of you. And in Peter's defense, I want to try to give every angle. Perhaps Peter was thinking, Lord, nobody can love you like that. I love you the best I can love you. I do very firmly believe that Peter was appealing to the knowledge of God over his own knowledge. Sometimes, as we said yesterday, the best thing you can say is, Lord, you know. You know what I don't know. You know more than I know. That brings us to the third time, which is in the 17th verse. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Now, I don't see the third question as grieving Peter because Jesus asked it a third time. The grieving in Peter is not the timing of it, but how Jesus said it. Remember this. The first time Jesus asked, he said, do you love me? It was agape. The second time Jesus asked, it was, do you love me? It was agape. The third time Jesus asks, he changes it. He doesn't say, do you love me, and use the Greek word agape. He says, do you like me? He uses Peter's answer. Peter has answered every time, Lord, you know I'm very fond of you. Lord, you know I'm very fond of you. Then the third time Jesus says, Peter, are you very fond of me? And Peter is grieved because he said the third time, Peter, are you very fond of me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. You know all things. To me, it says what we've been trying to say the last couple podcasts. Peter is saying, Lord, you know me better than I know me. And you know my heart. It's the cry of humanity. It's man at his breaking point. God, you know me. It was what facilitated my personal revelation that led to my personal transformation. I wrote a book about it called Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. And one of the opening statements I make about that book is, I came to the point where I just couldn't change me. I had tried the disciplines of religion, the works of performance-based righteousness, bringing my self-worth based upon what I thought of God and what he thought of me. It was all filtered through this religious mindset. And finally came to the point I said, God, you saved me. You changed me. Now, I didn't realize there was a lot of things that go into that. But my basic premise was, you know me. And if you know me like I think you know me, which is even better than I know me, and what I know about me ain't much, then you're going to have to do something because I'm done. And I feel like that's where Peter was at. Lord, you know me and you know that I love you. And then Jesus, of course, again, motivates out of go feed. And that's the source of all of our ministry. We head into the last portion of this little confrontation in a moment. It's going to give Peter quite the equipment. We'll see it tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.